Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia.edu, and today we're diving into an issue that honestly touches more lives than most of us imagine, compassion fatigue in the world of counselor supervision. We're basing our conversation on a paper by Kriti Jalan called Current Issues of Compassion Fatigue in Counselor Supervision. Now, just a quick reminder, as always, I'm here to present the ideas and findings as neutrally as possible, not to give them a stamp of approval or refute them outright. Okay, let's get started. So, what core question does Kriti Jalan's paper tackle? Why is it significant for you, listening today, maybe not a counsellor yourself, but, you probably know someone in a helping profession, or maybe you're just interested in how people burn out from caring too much. The paper tackles the growing recognition that counselors, those folks who spend their days helping others navigate personal pain and trauma, are at serious risk of compassion fatigue, that overwhelming sense of exhaustion and emotional depletion that can actually hurt how they're able to help others. The twist here is how much supervision, basically, guidance and mentoring from senior professionals can step in to help counsellors learn to protect themselves from this invisible hazard. So let's pause a second. When we say compassion fatigue, what are we really talking about? This isn't a simple tiredness or a bad day. We're looking at a unique exhaustion that can wear counsellors down physically, emotionally, even spiritually. This might show up as trouble sleeping or a decreased ability to listen to others, a lost sense of purpose in their work. The research points out that this isn't just a risk for seasoned veterans either. A big shocker from the paper is that novice counsellors, those just starting out, are especially vulnerable. That's kind of wild, right? You'd think with all that fresh enthusiasm they'd be protected, but it seems like the lack of support and guidance actually puts them at more risk. Now you might wonder, why not just tell counsellors to take better care of themselves and call it a day? But it's not actually that simple. The paper highlights that effective supervision is a lot more than weekly check-ins or just hearing, make sure to practice self-care. It's about a structured, supportive environment where counsellors get ongoing education about compassion fatigue, learn clear strategies, and here's the cool part, they reflect openly with experienced mentors about what they're going through. Supervision isn't just an administrative step. It's a safe space to normalize conversations about struggle, identify early warning signs, and build up protective habits. Let's move on to some tangible findings and methods. Again, presenting this as the paper does, Jalan outlines that supervisors can play multiple roles: teacher, counselor, consultant, and when they do, they help their supervisees spot both risk factors and strengths. For instance, building self-awareness is a huge one, a kind of, you know, ongoing check-in with yourself, noticing when personal boundaries get blurry, or when that sense of satisfaction from helping is starting to fade. Establishing routines for self-care, keeping journals, talking openly about worst-case scenarios, and maybe surprisingly, peer groups. These all act as a buffer. One thing I found interesting, while the research calls out compassion satisfaction as this major protective factor, it admits that we don't totally know yet all the different things that keep it strong. There's still lots to study. Maybe just a side note, this part about journaling. I've heard writers talk about how reflection actually brings up stuff they didn't even know was bothering them. It's funny how a technique meant for therapists is the same one creative folks everywhere rely on. Coming back, the core argument is that supervision works best when it doesn't just focus on technical skills, but instead emphasizes growth, vulnerability, and open discussion. There's a need, according to Jalan, to destigmatize feeling overwhelmed so that counselors don't feel shame about their emotional limits. So what does this mean for you right now, listening in your living room or your car or as you walk the dog? Well, one takeaway is if you know someone in a caring profession, reaching out to check how they are doing isn't just nice. It might actually be crucial against burnout. And if you're in a helping role yourself, don't underestimate the value of support, mentorship, and honestly, giving yourself permission to need support. The bigger point, academic papers aren't presenting final truths. They're pieces of a puzzle, giving us things to reflect on and maybe try out in our own lives. I think sometimes there's an assumption that professionals, counsellors, doctors, nurses have everything dialed in, when really they face the same fatigue and crisis of confidence as anyone else, if not more. That's kind of humbling, isn't it? All right. To wrap up, Kriti Jalan's paper suggests supervision shouldn't just be about professional development or ticking boxes, but should intentionally focus on building up resistance to compassion fatigue through education, shared reflection, and honest conversation. That's a message we can all take to heart in one way or another. As always, I'm not endorsing every claim here, but I do hope these insights spark new questions or maybe inspire you to look out for those around you. Thanks for joining me on In Depth with Academia. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and remember, academia is here to give us conversation starters, not one-size-fits-all answers. Catch you next time. Catch.